Still no official word on Matthew Stafford, but will Bryce Perkins be the quarterback on Sunday against the Chiefs? That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only do I host the Locked On Rams pod, but I also host the Rams pre, half, and postgame shows on their flagship station, ESPN 710. We get that going about 2 hours before each and every Rams game. So coming up on Sunday at 11:30, myself and longtime NFL player Kirk Morrison will have that for you. And then right after the game, of course, we have all of your post-game coverage. Why don't you click that subscribe button in your podcast feed? Why don't you check us out on YouTube as well? Our Locked On Rams YouTube channel is a great way to listen or watch the podcast. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Travis Rogers. We have a good one for you today. Want to talk about that Monday Night Football game a few years ago at the Coliseum between the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, arguably one of the great regular season games in NFL history. I do not think we're going to get a repeat of that coming up on Sunday. So we'll take a little bit of a look back and all the circumstances leading up to that one. It was really quite an event at the Coliseum. The defense, which had been the one part of this team that you could feel reasonably good about most of the season, is really starting to run out of some gas. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Bryce Perkins is your quarterback for the weekend. Maybe that is straight ahead. But not before I remind you that today's episode of Locked On Rams is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code LOCKEDON. All right, so as of Tuesday morning, we're still waiting to hear official word of Matthew Stafford's status for this week and really the remainder of the season, probably. They still have not officially placed him in concussion protocol, and we're waiting to find out exactly what it's going to look like if and when he's placed in and how long he may be there. Here's the rub. I really can't come up with a single scenario where I would expect to see him this week. He missed the Cardinal game 2 weeks ago because of concussions. His wife was very outspoken about her concerns about him playing. He played against the Saints for a half and got knocked out of the game with what appeared to be more concussion-like incidents, right? We saw him hit his head on the ground. And then we saw him later get sacked by two guys at the same time, kind of ran into him, and that didn't look so great either, and he left the game and he did not return. So while maybe at least at this point it's not officially a concussion designation or diagnosis, it feels like it's just a matter of time before it happens. And so never mind this week. I think that honestly, they have 7 games left. I would be nothing short of shocked if Matthew Stafford takes another snap for this team this year. I really would. They're, you know, for who, for what? I get it that somebody's got to go out there and do it, but Matthew Stafford is still your quarterback of the future, and the future is not this season. This is the present, and it's over, and they're 3-7, and they haven't played good football all year. Why put him back out there? I don't think that they will. I don't know anything. I'm speculating. But common sense and context clues lead you to believe that he's not going to play. We'll see whether or not John Wolford is ready to go. He had the neck injury last week, was not dressed, and Bryce Perkins, as we talked about, played quarterback for the Rams in the second half of the game against the Saints. The offensive line, and I'm not going to go through it again, but it continues to be terrible, right? That Ty Nesecki, who was your 4th string left tackle, who is not on the roster to start the season. He had an ankle injury against the Saints. He left the game, and now you've got Bobby Evans in the game as your new left tackle. Bobby Evans has been terrible all season long. So add all of this up, and it means you're going to need a quarterback who can run, not run for first downs or run to keep the defense honest, run to keep himself healthy, right? Somebody that's not going to sit in the pocket and take hits. And that the best bet for that is Bryce Perkins. So let's talk a little bit about what he looked like on Sunday. It was a mixed bag. He's got some athletic ability. He can move his feet. He can make some plays in the running game. He also was not particularly accurate as a passer. That will hopefully come with some time. Maybe not. You know, the only way to find out is to put him back out there and see what else you have. I think this is a good evaluation for him to a point. You can't really, you know, his decision-making, his ability to decipher what the defense is giving him or taking away, a little bit harder to do when you're going to play under the pressure that he is. I think the best thing that I can say about Bryce Perkins, and I mean this as a sincere compliment, that guy is not scared. That is not someone who seems to be overwhelmed with NFL football. We've seen some guys come into NFL games that are inexperienced like Perkins is, and be completely overwhelmed. And I'm not making this comparison one-to-one, but look at what Zach Wilson is doing with the Jets. He was the second pick in the draft, and he looks like he's never seen a football game before. He looks terrified and confused and befuddled and absolutely lost out there. Bryce Perkins doesn't. Bryce Perkins didn't make a ton of great plays, but it was more of an inexperience than it was just being over his skis all the way. So I'll give him all the credit in the world for that. He's tough. He's willing to go in there and take a hit and make a play. He was incredibly composed post-game, talking about what was, for all intents and purposes, his first real NFL action. He played in the preseason. He played a little bit the week before against Arizona, but really no meaningful plays. He played an entire half or more or less of NFL football, and it was okay. It wasn't good, but it wasn't a train wreck like we've seen sometimes. It was a mixed bag, which with that offensive line, with the lack of weapons that they have on offense, I think is probably about as good as you could expect. That Matthew Stafford's been in this league a long time, accomplished about everything there is to accomplish in this league, and he was struggling with this. So to say that Perkins was having a hard time moving the ball, yeah, okay, he was, but so was Stafford, and Stafford is a Super Bowl champion. Stafford's thrown for 8 billion yards in his life. Was the number one overall pick. So I all in all, I think it was a successful debut for Bryce Perkins. Now, whether or not he can do it again against the Chiefs and whether or not he can continue to move forward, that's something to keep your eye on for Sunday. But I'm optimistic about it. I really am. I'm optimistic about his future. I do think that he's got a place in this league. Now, whether or not that's with the Rams moving forward, time will tell. But you're going to get a better look at him coming up on Sunday, probably. Wolford, of course, could be back in the mix by then as well. All right, coming up next, the defense that the Rams have been leaning so heavily on all season long looks like it, too, is starting to fall victim to a season that has been an absolute disaster. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts across the US, UK, Canada, and coming soon to Australia. Forget boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. I've used Turo myself. It couldn't have been any better. It was great. We took a family vacation. We had 7 people. We needed a big SUV. We booked on Turo, and it was perfect. You could book, like I said, the SUV. You could book a pickup truck if you've got some chores, some errands that you got to get done. You can test drive that electric vehicle that you've had your eyes on. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms and conditions apply. Forget those boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. You go on the app, you download it, you put it on there, you book the car, I'll take this one, they drop it off, everything about it couldn't be easier. It is exactly the way that finding that car should be. Turo.com. Turo.com. Let me tell you why I love Prize Picks the way that I do. I think there's a million things I like about it, but if I had to pick one thing, it's that I don't have to beat a million other guys, right? Like, think about if you're doing fantasy football, you're doing an eliminator pool, you're doing some other daily fantasy sites, and you got to worry about what everybody else is doing. You don't have to do that at Prize Picks. You just have to look at the predictions, figure out whether you think they're going to get more or less than their Prize Picks projections, pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than those projections, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you against those projections available. And no matter what sport you like. Name a sport, Prize Picks has you covered. You're thinking, well, I like Euro basketball. Great. They've got that. Well, I'm a big cricket guy. Yeah, they got that too. And of course, they got the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, golf, all of the big boys as well. Entries can be made in about 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. By the time I started talking, you could have had your entry done. To withdraw your money is fast and safe. So go do it right now. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. And first-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, they'll give you $50. So don't forget to enter that promo code Locked On and sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. And thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out the Locked On Sports Today pod. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insight only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Rams defense. We spent so much time talking about the offense that, and really, why wouldn't we, right? The offense has been dreadful. The quarterback play has been below average. The wide receiver play minus Cooper Kupp has been significantly below average. The running backs on this team have been arguably the worst in the league. And, of course, the offensive line, we've covered that ad nauseum. It is an absolute mess with all the injuries that they've had. The one reason that they – and, again, they're 3-7, so let's not make too big a deal out of this. But the one reason that they've been in these games, at least, the reason that you could say that it felt like they've had a chance to win some of these games, you know, late in the third, early in the fourth quarter, is because the defense has been playing really well. They don't give up a ton of touchdowns. They get, you know, it's kind of the bend, don't break thing that Raheem Morris has been – very good with the last couple of seasons, but it's starting to catch up. That they are on the field so often, that the Rams offense has been so inept, that they are so bad on getting first downs, that they have a higher three and out percentage than anybody else in the league, that the Rams defense is just on the field all afternoon. And I don't care how good Aaron Donald is and Jalen Ramsey is and Bobby Wagner is. And Wagner and Donald have been really good. Ramsey, you know, a little bit less maybe than those other guys, but still a very, very good player. If you're out there all day, you're going to miss some plays. You're going to blow some assignments. Guys are going to get some chunks. Guys are going to get hit some home runs against you. And that's exactly what's happening. Even in a game where Leonard Floyd last week had a couple of sacks, even a game where you're starting to get some sort of pressure on the quarterback from somebody that's not Aaron Donald, you can only hold that line for so long. You can only ask them to go out there and keep you in the game for so long. And I think you're starting to see them try to take some shots. I think you're trying to see Jalen Ramsey in particular kind of freelance a little bit and say, okay, listen, the offense isn't going to get in the end zone, which means I need to try and do it, which means I need to take a chance that maybe I need to jump a route. Maybe I need to leave my guy. Maybe I need to try to cherry pick something. And then the next thing you know, Chris Olave's in the end zone. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot of with this Rams defense this year. It's been okay, but it's just it's like battling against the tides when their offense is always out there. And I don't care if it's an Andy Dalton offense, they're going to find a way to move the ball against you. And that really tells you everything you need to know, right? Andy Dalton. Yes, that Andy Dalton, redheaded Andy Dalton. He carved the Rams up. He was out there and he was more or less doing whatever he wanted. And while the Saints have a few playmakers here and there, this is not the, you know, the Saints from a few years ago with Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham and Michael Thomas and these guys. These are, you know, they're all right, but this is a totally different team, and the Rams simply had no answers for it. Not because they don't have the talent, but because they just don't have the horsepower anymore. They just don't. When you're playing the amount of plays, the amount of snaps that the Rams are on defense, eventually that dam's going to break. Eventually you're not going to be able to get that stop that you need to have. And the pressure that comes along with knowing that, hey, listen, if we give up 17 points, we're probably going to lose. That's a lot. That is a lot. Because before, when you go back to – and by the way, this is coming up in just a little bit when we talk about that Monday night game from a few years ago. The Rams offense was able to basically tell the defense, hey, listen, you can give up a couple. We're going to get ours. We're going to get our 30. Just hold them to 25 or 28 or whatever. Don't worry about us. We're going to go get it. Well, now you know that the Rams are probably a 13-14, maybe if they get smoking hot, a 17-point team. Puts a lot of pressure on that D, puts a lot of pressure on everybody on that side of the ball, knowing that the offense isn't going to be able to make some big plays. The Rams probably got one touchdown last week, right? I know that they hit the big one to Tutu Atwell. Great. It felt fluky. It felt like Atwell got lucky. Stafford threw a perfect pass. Atwell's really fast, but they didn't throw him the ball the rest of the game. So that should tell you all you need to know about that. That Rams D is just tired. It's gassed. It's over. And I don't even want to think about what it might look like against the Chiefs coming up on Sunday. So speaking of the Chiefs, one of the great regular season games in NFL history, a 54-51, just mega, super, duper, spectacular game. Let's take a look back at that coming up next on Locked On Rams. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. You can get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. And this game in particular, the Rams are 10.5-point favorites as we sit here on Tuesday. I believe that is the largest point spread that Sean McVay has been on the wrong side of since he became the head coach of the Rams. All of this information available at betonline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so let's talk a little bit about one of the great games in NFL history, and it certainly was that. You got to go way back to November 20th, 2018. So we're talking just about 4 years ago on the nose. And the Rams and the Chiefs will get together to play again, this time in Kansas City. The last time they did it was at the Coliseum. So that's how long ago it was. The Rams hadn't even moved into SoFi Stadium yet. And it was bananas. And there are so many extenuating circumstances of this. It really is interesting to kind of go back and think about how we got there in the first place. This was a game that was originally supposed to be played in Mexico City. We just saw Arizona and San Francisco play down at Stadium Azteca in Mexico City. The Rams and the Chiefs were supposed to do it that night. They did not, because Shakira had thrown a concert a few days before, and apparently the field just got absolutely trashed. And it was not suitable for NFL play. So the NFL basically said, we're not doing that. Let's bring it back up here. Let's put it in the Coliseum and let's go from there. So the game wasn't even supposed to be played in Los Angeles, much less the United States. It was supposed to be played in Mexico City. So that's a little bit of a wrinkle that I think a lot of people have forgotten. Also, there was the shooting here up by the Rams facility where a number of people had been killed and a number of the Rams players lived in that community. And it was, as all of those are, a terribly upsetting event and really affected the Rams in the city. And there were fires at the same time. There was a lot going on in the city, none of it good. And everybody was kind of on edge. And it was a bad time to be here in Los Angeles. So fast forward to the Monday Night Football game. And here's what happened in that game. In the first quarter, 20 points were scored. The Rams had a 13-7 lead. You're like, okay, this is about, and keep in mind, this was an era where there was a real conversation about whether or not Sean McVay had cracked the code of the NFL. That, hey, can anyone stop this guy? This is an era where Patrick Mahomes is ascending rapidly and is just an unbelievable player. Todd Gurley still at the peak of his powers. 13-7, the end of the first quarter, the Rams ahead of the Chiefs, 20 points in the first quarter. In the second quarter, it is now 16-10 Chiefs. And that's not cumulative. That's just the second quarter. So you had 20 points scored in the first quarter, 26 points scored in the second quarter, and you're tied at 23 apiece at the half. So a high scoring NFL game, but it hasn't gone just absolutely bananas quite yet. Rams come out in the third quarter, have another big quarter, score 17 more points. The Chiefs only can get 7. So now we've had a 20-point quarter, a 26-point quarter, and a 24-point quarter, all right? So the Rams are ahead 40 to 30. Okay. It's the end of the third quarter. It's 40-30. In the fourth quarter, 35 points were scored. Okay. 20-point quarter, 26-point quarter, 24-point quarter, 35-point quarter. The final score, 54-51. Okay. The Rams win the game 54-51. The Chiefs become the first team ever to score 50 points or more in a game and lose. Here are some of the final. Jared Goff threw for 413 yards and four touchdown passes. No interceptions. Let me say that again. Jared Goff threw for 413 yards, four touchdowns, and no interceptions. Patrick Mahomes, how did he do? Well, I don't know. Do you like 478 yards, six touchdowns? He did throw three picks along the way, right? So just an unbelievable Mahomes game, 478, six touchdowns, but three picks. And Jared Goff really kind of matched him throw for throw, 413, four touchdowns, zero interceptions along the way. Here's what the Rams did receiving-wise. Brandon Cooks, over 100 yards. Josh Reynolds, remember him? 80 yards and a touchdown. Robert Woods, four catches, 72 yards and a touchdown. Gerald Everett, currently of the Chargers, three catches, two of them ended up in the end zone along the way. And Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs, 215 yards, a pair of touchdowns. Chris Conley had two touchdowns. Travis Kelce had over 100 yards, 127 yards, 10 catches, and a touchdown. Kareem Hunt had a touchdown as well. Everything about this thing was absolutely bonkers, okay? How bonkers was it? Samson Ebukam, the defensive player, two touchdowns for him. Everything about it was just absolutely crazy. The Chiefs had a defensive touchdown as well. Alan Bailey got into the end zone. Everything about that game was bananas. And, you know, looking back on it, 4 years after the fact, it feels like a lifetime ago. The Rams are in a brand new stadium. They had very few players that were on the team then are still here now. Todd Gurley was the best player on the team at that point, or at least best offensive player on the team at that point. He's out of the league. Patrick Mahomes has actually gotten better. Jared Goff is in Detroit. Matthew Stafford is here. You know whose name I did not talk about in that game at all? You know whose name we did not call one time there? Cooper Kupp. Right? Cooper Kupp not involved in that game. So everything about it, just absolutely bonkers and bananas. And what an unbelievable opportunity it would be to get to see something like that again. And I will not be holding my breath. That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen. Now for your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today pod. Biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams House.